Introspection is looking within, projecting your eyes inward rather outward. As Aristotle mentioned, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. In order to know yourself, you have to introspect. Hi, I'm Dr. Mangaleshwar, your personal transformation coach. It has often been claimed that Wilhelm Kuhn, a German physiologist, philosopher, and a professor, the father of experimental psychology, was the first to adapt the introspection to the experimental psychology. Though the methodological idea has been presented long before, as by 18th century German philosopher and psychologist such as Alexander Gottlieb Bauhatten or Jonas Nicholas. Introspection has been a subject of philosophical discussion for thousands of years. The philosopher Plato asked, why should we calmly and patiently review our own thoughts and thoroughly examine and see what these appearances in us really are? If you are ready to introspect your life every day, your life will be really great. A lot of wonders will take place in your life. Are you ready to introspect our past to cure the future life? So introspection may signify different meaning to different people from different walks of life. True introspection will rise when you as individual proceed to examine, analyze, dissect each and every aspect of your own actions or feeling, generally or in the context of some happening, or with reference to a person or ideology. In introspection, you examine your own actions and feeling to understand yourself. If any mistakes were committed, try to find the way to correct them, with the main objective of self-improvement. On a practical note, introspection should start by first finding a quiet and disturbance-free spot where there is a solitude and time to allow free flow of thoughts. The mind has a vast potential. You can condition the mind to prevent negative thoughts and worry from entering the mind. This can be done by countering any negative thought by thinking positive and creative thoughts. You may ask, why introspection? So these are some of the facts which would help us why introspection. It gives us opportunity to grow, be better as a human. It helps you to evaluate your current life so you can decide what is serving you and what is not. It brings awareness to any emotions you might not have confronted. It is a mental check to determine if you are living your truth. It opens up area of the mind to invite more knowledge, because knowledge equates power. Here are some round of questions I find helpful to ask while you are trying to introspect. Am I living my truth? If not, what can I do to get here? Am I using my time wisely? What can I cut out to make more time? What puts me on edge or make me anxious? How can I work around this? What puts me at ease? How can I fill my life with more of that? Am I taking care of my body? Am I moving enough and eating food that makes me feel good? What makes me laugh and smile? How can I invite more of this into life? What do I want to learn more about? Can I carve out time to start? What can I say yes to? What can I say no to? Who are the people in my life who genuinely love and support me? How can I love and support them more? So following are the five main benefits of introspection. It helps you to understand yourself first, liberates from the anxiety, grows you as an individual, turns you to be an empathetic person, and finally it broadens your horizon. If you just look at the aspects of introspection, and definitely you will flourish in your life and lead a happy life. Thank you. Self-motivation keeps you motivated by yourself without any external forces. It acts within. Self-motivation is the reason why you do what you do. To put it simply, it is the reason why you go to work, why you love your family, and why you enjoy traveling or reading. It is about knowing what you really want. Hi, I'm Dr. Mangaleshwaran, your personal transformation coach. The self-motivation is derived from passion and an underlying desire to achieve something. Personal motivation is a crucial drive factor in your professional journey and your own journey. Nothing can stand in your way if you are sure of what you want to do and how you want to do it. It is a drive you have to work towards your goal, to put efforts into self-development and to achieve personal fulfillment. It is important to note here that self-motivation is generally driven by intrinsic motivation, a kind of motivation that comes from sincerely wanting to achieve and desiring the inherent rewards associated with it. I would like to talk to you about the theories that is associated with self-motivation. Desi and Ryan has to talk about the self-determination theory. In short, it is called SDT, links personality, human motivation, and optimal functions. It posits that there is two main types of motivation, one the intrinsic and the two extrinsic, and that both are powerful forces in shaping who we are and how we behave. It is a theory that grew out of research given by Edward D. Desi and Richard M. Ryan work on motivation in 1970s and 1980s. Although it has grown and expanded since then, the basic tenets of theory comes from the Desi's Dan's seminal work in the year 1985. So according to Desi and Ryan, extrinsic motivation is a drive to behave in a certain way based on external sources, and it results in external reward. Such sources include grading system, employees evaluation, rewards, accolades, and the respect and admiration of others. On the other hand, intrinsic motivation comes from within. There are external drives that inspire us to behave in certain ways, including our core values, our interests, and our personal sense of mortality. Goldman states that there are four components of motivation. One, achievement drive or personal drive to achieve, improve, and meet certain standards. Commitment to your own personal goal. Number three, initiatives or the readiness to act on the opportunities. And number four, optimism or the
the tendency to look ahead and preserve with the belief that you can reach the goal. Let me share with you with two examples. The student who only completes her homework because her parents reminds her or nag her, or because they grounded her when she fails to complete it in a, it is not a self-motivator. But students who complete her homework with no prodding because she wants to learn and succeed in school is called a self-motivated. The woman who only goes to the gym when her friends drag her here and or because her doctor is adamant that she needs to exercise to get healthy is not a self-motivated, but a woman who likes the way exercise make her feel and schedule time at gym, whether or not anyone encourages her, is a self-motivation. Psychologist by name Scott Geller is at the forefront of research on self-motivation. He explains that there are three questions you can use to determine whether you or not someone else in your life is self-motivated. Can you do it? Will it work? Is it worth it? If you have answered yes to each questions, you are likely to be self-motivated. Keeping of the consequences, Geller considered the consequences to be the four vital C word that underpins self-motivation. The consequences, to be self-motivated, you sincerely have to want the consequences associated with the action you take rather than simply doing something to avoid the negative consequences. Number two, competence. If you answer all the three of the questions above with yes, you will feel competent in your ability to get things done. Number three, choice. Having a sense of autonomy over your action encourages self-motivation. Number four, community. Having a social support and connections with others is a crucial for feeling motivated and believing in yourself and your power to achieve. So there are many techniques that you can follow to improve the self-motivation, and these tips might help you to get here. Number one, get out of your usual comfort zone. Number two, finish what you start. Number three, educate yourself. Number four, believe that you can do it. Number five, never give up when you are frustrated. So you have to follow these five important things for a self-motivation. The power of self-motivation is nothing great than ever achieved without enthusiasm. Self-motivation is essential if you want to excel and succeed in life and business. You can achieve everything you have ever wanted to have, experience or become. Thank you very much for listening to Words of Self-Motivation. Bye.